The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We have Mr. Mendoza. Good morning, Sheldon. How are you?
Good morning. Tell me if you're hearing me loud and clear.
Loud and clear. So welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. First, let's tell TNT a little bit about who Sheldon Mendoza is, how long you've been in this business, from cameraman to artist. Yeah? So tell TNT a little bit about yourself.
Well, it really went a little bit backwards. It was from artist to cameraman, because I started way back on Party Time and Nescafe Party Time in the 90s, 1994 to be exact. I had a song on where we made it to the finals with me and Stacey Sobers, the Calypsonian, and it was called Sweet Oman. And that's where my career really started, on Party Time. And after that, I got into video production. I started working at Synergy TV as a video editor. And from Synergy TV, about 3 years later, I moved on to Tempo Networks in the US under MTV. And I stayed there for about 7 years. You know, so during my career, I've produced hundreds of TV shows, hundreds of about 100 music videos, and countless amount of songs, because I also produce music. You know, so I've spent my entire life in this entertainment industry from a teenager to now. You know, so that's my story in a nutshell. And of course, well, I'm a recording artist now myself.
And from doing videos and you know, stepping into production and so on, you've had the opportunity to see various artists grow from the pupa stage, the very small stage, to into some of the biggest artists we know regionally, locally, you know. So I think you would be one of the better people to talk about AI, especially where video comes in as well, and how we adapt it and the effect that it's having on culture. Do you think that it has its place, or do you think that it will change the way in which our music sounds?
Okay, so since you said I was someone who was able to see the genesis, you know, from small artists to big artists, as you would say, right? Some of the artists that came through my hands are people like Marlon Asher, College Boy Jesse. You know, I recorded them like as teenagers, their first songs, like the first song College Boy Jesse ever wrote, I taught him. You know, people, producers like First Class, you know, those are people who are my students who are big today, right? And there were many others who didn't make it. You know, even people like Blazer. I recorded Blazer when he was 13 years old. You know, so that's one of my prodigies. Rest in peace, Blazer. You know, but there are many of them who didn't make it through at all, because, of course, it's not easy to make it. You know, and there were times I have like 21 youths in my house who I'm training and recording and trying to get them into the industry, right? So I've seen it all. And the thing about it is, AI is an assistant, right? Remember, we came from records to CDs to flash drives to now everything is just streaming online.
To invisible things.
Right. We even came from somebody beating a beat on their chest to making a drum, to having a drum set, to having a drum machine, to now it's just a laptop. You know, so we've seen the evolution of music. Music changes over the eras, right? And it's nothing to fear. What we have to understand is everything in music, you have to choose what works for you. For instance, let's just say AI. People are looking at AI as something to fear, but there are people who could write songs, but they can't sing. Back in the day, you'll find a singer, right? But now singers only want to go by the big writers. So what do you do as a writer when you can say, you know what, I want to hear my work come to life, right? So I'm going to write the song, put it in an AI generator, choose a voice, and listen to my song. And maybe people out there might love my song too. But it's my work, so I still feel proud, because you still feel proud when a singer sings your song and you're just the writer. But there's the other way around, where AI can write the song and you can sing it because you're not a writer. Right? So there, it's tools. You can choose which works for you. Now there are people who just put in a prompt and get a whole song. Right? Now that could be used wisely too. You could use it for marketing and promotion. You may not be able to use it as something professional, and even if the world accepted as that, it doesn't remove or replace anyone. And for Trinidad's landscape, let's just ask this question: who exactly is AI going to replace? There's not even space for anybody else except who's there already. That's how Trinidad market works. So let's be real. If we've been listening to the same 10 artists, you think AI could replace them? And AI ain't blocking the upcoming artists because he never created a space for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so who is AI replacing?
Well, they would say that not so much the artists, but the function of creativity, the process of getting an idea, probably seeing something happening when you go into the corner shop and then you decide to turn it into a song. You know, mm-hmm. you can get that in 5 seconds, 10 seconds with AI, whereas the person who actually saw and felt the experience will probably take a day or two, depending on how lyrically fit you are.
Right.
You know, right. If you're talking about Bungie, he could probably spit that off one time for you. If it is you're right. talking about other persons who like the process of, all right, I need to take my notes and reference and then take a day or two. It shows that thing that goes a lot faster and the turnout would be a whole lot quicker, and you see other persons kind of slowly falling behind because of the difference in processes. So how are you going to, as you say, find a space for both to exist?
Okay, so let me explain, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm just going to give a little example. Where I am right now, it's 8:30 and it's 9:30 where you are, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah.
So I woke up this morning. It would have been 6:47 here, which would have been 7-something. I write songs every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on my phone right now, a soca artist reached out to me yesterday and said she wanted a song. So I woke up this morning and I wrote this song. I started at, the first thing I wrote, it was like 6:47.
Mm-hmm.
I finished at 7:16. Right, so less than an hour, I wrote an entire song. Because I'm a songwriter. I write songs every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So speed is not an issue. I could freestyle like Bungie too, so I can make up a song on the spot. Right? But let's deal with this the process, as you said. Today, I'm sitting in my studio. You see the mic here?
Mm-hmm.
A laptop, 2 little monitors, and this is all the studio is. And I'm in the U.S. So what did this do? Where's the keyboardist? Where's the brass man?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the bass man? Where's the guitarist? Mm-hmm. Right? Where's the drummer?
Mm-hmm.
How come we accepted this?
Well, some of us accepted that, but I still believe in a live band.
Right.
You know?
But people call this producing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing out whole songs with this. They replaced everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when I play this, I can't play saxophone, but I play a saxophone with keys.
Mm-hmm.
Then I replace the saxophonist.
No, because once right? he has the talent, he would be required. Yeah.
So the thing is, but you just said you love live music, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of us artists, we love a live band. There's nothing better than performing with a live band.
Mm-hmm.
The sound, the feel, the energy, everything. The souls that are coming through from the people that are there, right? It resonates differently with the audience also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of these live bands have also introduced drum machines and sequencers into their thing. You understand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because maybe Shaggy, it's more affordable.
Shaggy does this now where he has almost eliminated his band and everything is synthesized.
Right.
Yeah.
Now they use samples so they get the live feel.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But here's the thing now. All the musicians that they're replacing, what's going to happen to them? Wouldn't they also have to find a way to survive in the industry? Let me use me as an example. I came from doing music videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
I started with camcorders, high-end camcorders, which when I take it to TTT, they used to say quality ain't good enough to play on TV,
mm-hmm.
right? So I had to struggle until I could afford an HD camera. Then after creating so many videos and being limited by so many things, sometimes an artist come to me and in my vision for the song, I'm seeing him in a spaceship, right? But I can't get no spaceship. Right? None mm-hmm. of us can get a spaceship. We can't get a helicopter.
Mm.
But guess what? With AI, I can put him in a spaceship now. So I can now bring my stuff to life, how I saw it in my head. Because
mm-hmm.
with AI, there's no limitations. Anything you imagine, you can bring to life. Right? Mm. So if I want the artist in a limousine, I don't have to worry about paying $1,000 a day. And I working with some artists from the ghetto. We see any song has that potential. We watching the videos on MTV with PDD and all of them. I want to be like that. But when I tell him bring a model, he bring a cousin who's just a girl from down the block. He bring a partner with a nice car that have all kind of sticker on it, mark up this mm-hmm. promotion and that promotion from a cash room.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have the budget. And then we looking cheap and people start talking in the videos and saying, So when artists come to me, I tell them, I said, listen, I can hear your song, I can see what I'm seeing in my head, but unfortunately, it's best we don't even try and fail and best do something with a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we have to compromise so much, and then people will criticize and say it's a lack of quality and a lack of creativity. Most times it's a lack of money. But yeah. Now with AI,
mm-hmm.
I can put you first class on an airplane and get a shot I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tool, right? And it's something that we need to embrace as a tool.
The thing is,
looking at it as a threat.
Well, the thing is, the very thin line between what AI can do and reality is almost non-existent now, because young people are looking at, for example, if you do bring out an artist and you mm-hmm. put him in the limousine and you put him in the chartered plane, and you know it's you know something that is television worthy.
Mm-hmm.
A young person looking at that saying, yeah, you know, that is real. You know, mm-hmm. I can aspire to that and get that.
Mm-hmm.
How do we separate the two just to keep them grounded? Because the mind is such a powerful space. You have mm-hmm. any suggestions on that? How we feel about that?
Yeah, this it's twofold. One is parenting. We are not living in an isolated world,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the second thing is the young people are not stupid. And they are more accurate to this whole AI than we are, right? They know what's real and what's not. They know what's AI from looking at it. As a matter of fact, I can tell when people have been posting AI songs, like I'm using it every day, so I can tell when it's an AI song.
Mm-hmm.
The simple little things. I heard a guy just released a song a couple of days ago, and I can tell he wrote his song with an AI and then create the song with an AI. And a simple thing, sell it out. You won't believe what it is.
Mm-hmm.
In the song, the singer is saying AI as I, because you know what he did? He put AI as one word. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to put it as two separate letters together, A and an I, if you want it to replicate it when it's singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I could tell, I said, look, he used it, and he's trying to pass it off as real, right? But it says I, and I know that's not what is the word, the context of the sentence.
Right.
It's AI it is supposed to say. A simple thing as that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is AI, it doesn't give you all the, well, because I know what I'm doing, I prompt minds to do what I want, but most times it doesn't give you all the breathing spaces and all the, you know, the little pauses and stuff that, mm-hmm. so that, it flows. That
makes it sound more human.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it flows so much, and you can tell, okay, that's AI also, right? Not saying it's not going to get better as it go along, because they're trying to improve these things as much as they can, right? However, here's the thing. If a young person sees all this glam and it looks so real and all of that, and like you said, they may aspire and think they could achieve that or whatever it may be as an influence, the great thing about AI is that you can do it yourself too. If you want to look like that, you can put yourself there.
Mm.
It's not like long ago when we saw Hollywood and there was no way to be like that, right? So if you saw an artist today in a helicopter or first class on a plane or in a limo, you could take your picture, put it on, do yourself, and feel just as good, right? There's no more limitations to what you can become, even if it's only in your mind, because the truth is all creativity starts in the mind.
In the mind, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I came from enterprise, right? I grew up in the ghetto. And I've traveled to over 40 countries in the world, from Dubai to Malaysia to Philippines to China, just name it, right? I've rubbed shoulders with billionaires, with ministers. I've traveled first class. I've done it all from coming from enterprise. And I had dreams and aspirations. And right now I'm producing, I don't know if you saw it yet or you know about it, an animated series called Trini Dad. Right?
No, not
it's
yet.
It's my life story.
Mm-hmm.
It's on YouTube. It's my life story. It's me moving to America, having a family over here, and trying to raise American kids. And I'm the Trini dad. So I'm trying to introduce them to Trini stuff, and we're going back and forth, pulling and tugging, because you know the attitudes are different here.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
So Trini Dad is an animated series that I had an idea for a while. I wanted to do it as a reality show. And now, because of AI, I'm able to do that entire series by myself, animated. Now, being back in Trinidad as a young person and having these aspirations, is only Disney Channel could I do that. So what am I supposed to do with my creativity then? So now that AI is here and gives me the ability, am I not supposed to embrace the opportunity that now I could actually be on the same platforms and the same standards as Disney Channel and bring my story to life the same way? Why are we limiting ourselves, right? Because now AI has leveled the playing field. You know why people are feeling threatened by it? If you look at who's complaining, it's because it is leveling the playing field. There's no more mafia. There's no more control. There's no more circles, because anybody can put their best foot forward and they have an audience available online.
Mm-hmm.
Because my AI songs are not on the radio. My AI music videos are not playing on TV per se, right? But it has an audience online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's threatening the status quo.
It's moving the traditional media and traditional ways of getting the music out and moving towards online, which has been the trend for quite some time now, where a lot of people are moving online, finding their space, even their voices, from influencers, bloggers, vloggers, to creative directors, you know, moving their things online. Going to take a short break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how do we monetize AI and how do we go beyond the limiting beliefs that you just discussed there and take up space online. Have online via Zoom, Mr. Sheldon Mendoza. If you're just logging in, let's quickly recap where we are with the conversation. So we're talking about AI in soca music. I played, the very first song I played was Juve. And y'all, let me just read some of the comments that y'all sent in via WhatsApp. One person said, that song real nice. It's songing sweet. One caller did say that, yes, I know it sounds like AI because there's a kind of a stiffness to it, right? So you could tell. But it sung international. It sung like something that could actually tip us over in the Grammys, you know, that sphere, which kind of disappoints me. But at the same time, you know, if this is what it's going to take to, you know, have us cross that threshold, then I guess it's something that we have to discuss and accept that it is, you know, in our sphere. So before going to the break, I wanted to just come back to the topic of how we monetize AI and understand that space. And how do we navigate to, if for those who are that interested in building that AI presence, how do they go about doing that?
Okay, so let's start with monetization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a conversation going on right now about copyright and stuff when it comes to AI, all right? And I think what happens with people is sometimes we forget that we are not the first people on the planet. Every generation thinks it starts and stops with them, right? And I gave the demonstration earlier on about the first man beating his chest and making a beat and then invented drums, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when none of this existed. You know, I saw online yesterday an article that said the lamp lighters were angry when electricity was invented.
Mm.
But would we prefer lamp lighters today or electricity?
Electricity.
Right. Now, AI is threatening the jobs of doctors, one of the highest profile jobs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Would we prefer AI that can heal everybody, or we prefer doctors have jobs?
That's a tough one to answer, because AI, okay, doctors, real doctors can give you the human interaction, you know, the comfort when you need it, etc., right? AI, mm-hmm. very cold, very, you know, very cold. Just now, hold on a second.
Sure.
Sorry about that. So the, I don't know, what would be lost dealing with a human as opposed to dealing with AI? AI going to be very precise and on point, though. There's no human error. So
right.
I could see the want for that, but at the same time, we still need that human interaction. If we take that away totally, then
okay,
we're moving.
That's the thing. We're not talking about taking anything away, and that's why we keep saying AI is not here to replace. It's a tool. Because here's what, using that analogy, if AI was precise and it was able to cure you, as cold and straightforward and blunt as it might have been, why we can't have somebody there to hug you? why we can't have somebody there in the room to hold you afterwards or to talk to you and comfort you.
Mm-hmm.
So a doctor is now a different type of doctor, right? He mm-hmm. don't have to do the physical work anymore, but he can be there. A human being can be, it could be a new job that is created now where we have comforters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we need the healing. We need that more than the comforting, because they comfort you and then send you to hospice to die, mm-hmm. right? So we have the solution now, but we still want somebody in there who can hug you. When a baby is born, the AI might deliver the baby, but we still need somebody to hug and hold that baby when it's born, right? So you don't have to replace anything. You could be adding, right? Now let's move on to the whole monetization thing.
Mm-hmm.
I use copyright as the example because that's the biggest discussion right now. And I said that we act as though we're the first people on the planet. Everything has to move with the times. So there was no copyright for AI because AI didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So now that AI exists, copyright needs to step up their game. That's all it takes. We stop after this fear thing and fear mongering. Mm-hmm. Okay, so copyright, let's say, okay, we have a new way of doing things. How do we manage this?
Mm-hmm.
How do we add this to what we're doing? That's all. This is not rocket science. Everybody, I chose video because that's what I do. But mm-hmm. AI is for every other job.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to say to myself, I'm going to be obsolete if I don't understand how this is working, because I'm still alive and working.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I apply AI to what I do? So I had to learn AI. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, there was nobody telling me what they were using, because I was seeing other people doing it. And I'm like, how did they even do it now? I ask somebody, I have a partner, who do that for me? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I struggled through free trials and demos until I find one that work and then pay for that one. And you know,
mm-hmm.
it took a while. And then I use 5 different things to do what I do. Mm-hmm. There's no one AI that does everything. So as much as people say AI, like it's so easy, this thing takes, like one episode of my animation takes a week to do. Because as a television producer, I have to put sound effects, I have to put background music. Mm-hmm. I have to do voiceovers, I have to animate the characters, I have to generate the characters, and all of them taking different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this press button thing that everybody thinks it is. Maybe one day it will
like
be
like magic and a pair. Yeah. A lot of work still goes into the foundation. Yeah.
Right? Even to write the song, as much as we're saying, like you said, somebody got the idea and AI make it so quick. You still have to prompt the AI. And with AI, you don't always get what you want. It's not magic. So let's just say you had an idea to make a song about the beautiful Tosca Martinez. And all you put in is that,
mm-hmm.
right? All you write is, I want a song about the beautiful Tosca Martinez. Now, AI is going to write an entire song. But does that mean you're going to like it?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you might say, I like it. You go back and change this. It changes that. You still don't like it. Now, that's just the writing we're dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're done writing, I'll put in a music generator. And it generates something you don't like still. So mm-hmm. the work is not as simple as people make it to be. So now we're talking about monetizing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Monetizing AI it was a kickback at first because YouTube was asking questions, is this AI generated? They ain't paying for that. Spotify was pulling it back down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Record labels were saying, oh, you built AI off of using our music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So AI learned from our artists, so we need money for that.
A percentage, right?
Right. Now, today, all the companies are signing deals with the AI creators. So it's basically, if you can't beat them, join them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Universal Studios just signed a deal with the two top AI, which is Suno and Udio. And now, they're going to be putting their artists on the platforms and giving the AI companies the permission to use the artists. That's what we call change. Right? So
that's what we call concerning, because now, for example, Neo,
mm-hmm.
they're going to take Neo's likeness mm-hmm. and put him in AI generated scenarios. So yes. They don't need to call him out from his house in Malibu to go to New York. You can just say, well, here, we're going to be using your headshots for this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You all see the potential.
Here's the thing. As threatening as that might sound, it's up to Neo now, because Neo gets paid still
mm-hmm.
from his bed. So it's up to him. Do I want to be out there every night touring, or do I just want to get paid?
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you as the creator and the creative. if you say to yourself, listen, you know what, this just made my life easier because the whole reason I was working for is to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting paid now. That's what copyright money is. You get residuals, your song playing all over the world, and you home in your bed. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. You're getting royalties the same way. Now, if you have a joy for performing, you can still go out and perform. Mm-hmm. And you might even become more valuable because the city real Neo costs more money.
There we go, marketing strategy.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when we think it's pulling you down, it's really raising your value.
And then let's say you have two very big gigs to do in one night. The hologram Neo could go to one mm-hmm. and the real one and still get right. paid on the same night.
And with AI, you can actually find a way to not just have the hologram play there, but to interact with that audience from this audience.
Mm.
And we could merge the two audiences in two different countries at the same time. So anything I say here, I can say there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the hologram is there. Right? It's unlimited. So what are we in Trinidad going to do? Stay behind and watch the world run away?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Well, you brought up copyright, which is a whole different kind of conversation altogether. You know that, Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. So for that to even have some sort of jurisdiction to be able to monitor and capitalize on this, the copyright organization has to understand the developments and how far it can really go. Artists as well to understand the role that AI plays in their careers. And mm-hmm. tips for those who are listening and saying, well, yeah, let me get to the times and figure out how to enter into this industry. What are some of the things you'd have to tell them?
All right. The first thing you have to do is open your mind to embracing change and preparing for a future that is coming while you're alive. Most of the things that we experience in this lifetime came before we came.
Mm-hmm.
We are so privileged to be able to see all these transitions in our lifetime. Because we remember the phone that you had to ring the thing. Forget the name of
the cord. Yeah.
Right?
The phone cord.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole analog phones and them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now we have cell phones, you know. We saw the cars change. We saw everything. We saw our stove change. Mm-hmm. Everything around us changed. Your clothes changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So open your mind first to change. Accept that it's going to come. Secondly, be open to technology. Because technology is the driving force of this entire world. Everything we do, our cars are becoming now where everything is touch button and self-driving and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't open your mind to the new creations, you're going to be left behind. Thirdly, as a young person, start learning how to use AI for whatever your dream may be. Because AI is not like what we are putting it across as though it's ChatGPT alone or it's music production alone. Or, you know, it's going to be everywhere. A man who's a mechanic is going to just be taking his phone and doing like a QR code and scan your whole car and say what's wrong with it. You don't have to touch no oil, no grease.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you want to stay touching oil and grease, the cars won't even have oil and grease no more. They don't even have gas no more now.
Plug it in. Drive into the garage and plug it. It's something else when you really think about it.
Right. So are we going to wait or are we going to prepare ourselves? So think about your industry as a young person, what your dream is, your career goal is, and then see, how do I jump ahead by using AI in my thing? Because I saw they have AI twisting people here now. They're twisting their locks with an AI machine.
Well, they have cooking food. Have you seen the Chinese restaurants?
Yes, and in the restaurants, they're bringing the stuff to you on your table.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So are we today in the States, when you call for a pizza or something, or Amazon or anything, it's either a drone bringing it to your house, or it's driving down the street coming to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Listen, Trinidad might be, to me, it's only 5 hours away from where I am, right? So I know I always feel like if we're so different in the world,
mm-hmm.
but we need to understand that we're connected to the rest of the world and apply everything that's happening in the world in real time instead of waiting for it to change and complain and complain, and then when it changes, we have no choice, right? And that's why we're always backward or left behind. It is happening in front of us. Everybody has a phone right now and all the same information. Although I'm in the States right now, I have access to the very same information you do.
Mm-hmm.
America don't know better information. We all have the same phone, the same Google, the same everything. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Get on board, start learning, and start doing what you do. Because I do two different things. Only one of them is being criticized, which is the music, right? The animation, everybody's loving it. It's a cartoon, so everybody's watching it as a TV show, but it's AI.
Yeah.
It is still the same AI I'm using to do the music on the same computer.
Yeah.
Right?
There's this... As you said that cartoon AI, there's this K-pop group that is in the running for receiving a Grammy, and they are AI generated. It's not real persons. It's not even real voice. AI generated, and this has taken over the age bracket between the young teens into early 20s, and it's a phenomenon. And they up for a Grammy, and Soka can't do it yet.
Now, you said that earlier on, right?
It's
kind of frightening if the AI opened the door for this. Here's what we got to look at. Let's just assume my artist, right, Juve, she won a Grammy, first ever Grammy for Soka. That doesn't open the door for AI only. It opens the door for all Soka artists, right? What it has done is now make everyone in the world know what is Soka. So that's not a bad thing. Right? Whether it's a real person or not did it, because are we going to be so angry if Michael Jackson sang a Soca and won a Grammy? Right? We would still say Soca is not on the world map. And be vexed as Michael Jackson and not a Trinidadian, but guess what? Rupi wasn't Trinidadian when he got on the Billboard charts. Kevin Little wasn't Trinidadian. Harry Belafonte wasn't a Trinidadian. Right? Aru Hatatat wasn't a Trinidadian. So all the big things that came out of our music wasn't our Trinidadians. But it opened doors for us as Trinidadians. So we need to stop. You understand? We can't keep waiting for the 10 people we pushing in Trinidad and thinking one of them going to do it and he keeping everybody else back. Look how far Fireball reached. And they stopped playing his music after he made it to the Billboard charts, second to Rihanna. Look how far Olatunji reached. And they stopped playing his music when he came off of that stage on X Factor. What are we doing?
Kind of going backwards.
Push them.
Well, you know, Sheldon, we could talk about this all day, and I want to bring you back on again because I find that half an hour was a little too short. We have a sponsored segment at 10 o'clock here, so I'm going to keep in touch with you, and we're going to talk again and find out when we can reschedule. But I'm going to play Miss Juve again for those who missed out. It's 10 o'clock in the nation's capital. Sheldon, thank you so much for joining me today, and we'll, you know, have the conversation again, continuation.
Thank you, Tosca, and thank you to all the listeners. Proud to be here. And Juve just released a new song. It's called Thanks for Life. It's on YouTube. I put it out this morning. You can look for it.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.